There's a car that looks like it's been stolen and dumped and gutted for parts, you know.
What's the location, please?
It's at the reserve called Bears Lagoon.
Okay, just bear with me. It's like Bears Lagoon Reserve, is it? Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, so I've got Bears Lagoon Recreation Reserve. It comes up Loddon Valley Highway, Bears Lagoon, Victoria. Does that sound right?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, and do you know how long the vehicle's been there?
I've got no fucking idea, and I'm not playing 72 questions for the next half hour of my fucking life. I've just turned up here, and I thought, that's parked in a fucking odd spot. And then I went back for a look, and I thought, there's no fucking registration plates on it. The bloody grill and all that shit's missing. Someone smashed in the window, and it's been stolen and dumped there.
What colour is the vehicle?
It's a silver Falcon XT Mark II station wagon.
And you said there's no registration on it, is it? Sorry?
Am I supposed to repeat myself?
I didn't hear you properly. There's a lot of wind in the background. Did you?
Yeah, there's no registration plates on it.
Is it causing a traffic hazard where it's parked?
I'm not answering any more fucking questions, okay?
What's your name?
Go fuck yourself.
Hello, this is Lifeline. May we help you?
Yeah, hi. How are you?
Hello. Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm just really frustrated and rather annoyed.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay, what's happening for you at the moment?
Well, I'm on a long drive from A to B, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I pull in this sort of, it's a roadside reserve, it's in the middle of nowhere, there's just trees and a bit of a lake or something, and that's it, you know. And,
yeah.
You know, I go to fucking pull in there and there's this car that's parked sort of kind of in the middle of the lane type thing, you know. It's just gravel and mud holes and shit, you know what I mean, but it's parked in the middle of it. I thought, that's odd, you know. Maybe it's some sort of, you know, retarded person who's just pulled up there in the shade and gone fishing or something, you know?
Sure.
So yeah. I park sort of nearby under the next nearest bit of shade, and I'm looking over and I'm thinking, maybe that was parked there by someone who's just going fishing, or maybe they're asleep in their car.
Yeah.
So I just had a bit of a good look at the car and I thought, that's got no headlights in it, you know? And it's got no radiator, you know. The grill and shit's missing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think this is a suspect, you know. So I go over and, you know, half the bloody front end's been removed, you know, for parts. Like the headlights, the grill, all this other sort of shit. And someone smashed a side window in. So there's glass on the ground and there's glass inside the car, you know. And There's no number plates on the front or back. So I thought, well, I'll do the right thing and I'll ring triples. Because, you know, out here there's, where's the closest police station? You know what I mean? That's, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're really out back in the middle of nowhere, pulled over the side of the road to have a...
yeah, you know what I mean? And I'm travelling from A to... Yeah, I'm travelling from A to B and I don't want to spend half an hour fucking around trying to find the police. And a lot of the small country stations, is they're on rosters, you know what I mean? That 3 days a week,
yeah,
there's no one there.
Yeah, sure.
All that
mm-hmm.
shit. So I ring 000, and I've come to absolutely hate the people working at 000, and not only the people that I'm talking to, but the people who, they try to sort of get you into answering, you know, 252 questions about every possible permutation of the situation. You know,
mm-hmm.
when what can be said can be summed up in like two or three lines, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm at this location and there's a car that's been stolen and dumped.
Yeah.
This is what make and model it is.
Mm-hmm.
See you later, you know. But they want to know, you know, they want to know, oh, how long has it been there? And I just said, look, how in the fuck should I know? I've just got here, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Did you know the... They go all this shit, sort of shit, you know. They usually go on, oh, do you know who owns the car? And I go, fuck, I'm reporting a stolen car. How should I fucking know who owns it, you know?
Yeah. And, I can hear how annoying...
Then the bastards, they start saying, oh, you know, then the bastards from where they're sitting, they try to control my phone by turning on the location of my phone, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Then they say, oh, and what's your name? And I just said, oh, look, just fuck off, you know, and hung up. Because they're so insane to deal with, you know what I mean? They just go on and on and on and on and on. And it's like I could have summed it up in 2 or 3 sentences, you know what I mean, and then just gone on my way. But they drag it out for like 3/4 of an hour, you know, of in-depth,
oh, goodness.
You know.
Yeah.
The last
tricky for you. Are you still in that location at the moment?
Doesn't matter, and it's none of your business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure.
Stop crying and making idle conversation.
Hmm.
So, the last time I rang 000, because I, you know, used to work for the railways and did all this engineering type stuff. And I'm round on this highway and curving off into the distance. The track goes off into the bloody bush somewhere. And I'm looking at the track and I'm thinking, that's really warped and sunk in an area. And it's so bad, if a train goes over that, that's going to derail. You know, the train's going to fall down the embankment, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And because the Victorian Railways, you know, whatever name they're under this week, you know, you know, they don't, nowhere on there, you know, I'm not going to spend half an hour on the phone trying to find a number for the track maintenance service or the railways, of, you know, emergency faults reporting type service.
Yeah, so I can hear that you've had problems just reporting.
So I just rang, yeah, and I rang 000. And these bastards, rather than saying, look, there's a piece of track, it's on the intersection of these roads and it's really damaged, and if a train goes over, it's going to derail, you know. And rather than just go, oh, thanks for that, you know, and then pass, and I said, look, I don't know who to contact in the railways because they don't put out their bloody internal numbers.
Mm.
And rather than just leaving it that, they try to draw me into like 3/4 of an hour of fucking conversation, you know, all the ins and outs of a dog's arsehole about, you know, and I don't want to fucking talk to them. I just want to report that there's a serious condition with a track that's going to derail a train and get on the way, you know.
Had some really difficult conversations.
Please don't reflect back at me what you're trying to reflect back at me with.
So how would you like me to help you today?
I just get so frustrated. It gets just so frustrating when you have to deal with all these fucking bureaucrat types.
Yeah.
That thing to 500 fucking questions to ask you when it could have been summed up in 2 or 3 lines, you know?
Yeah, and with all that frustration and that, are you somebody who ever has suicidal thoughts?
Don't be a fucking twat.
Okay.
Yeah?
So, I was wondering for yourself, you're saying that you've had a lot of...
Stop reading off a fucking flowchart and just going at people like you're a bloody robot with a battery stuck up your ass. You know what I mean?
Okay, so if you want to change the way you're speaking to me...
Why don't you shove your phone up your fucking ass and just fuck right off?
Okay, well.
Yeah, you're a fucking idiot.